Okay, as we are just a couple of days before Rosh Hashanah, and I was looking at which Rosh Hashanah topics we've covered in the past in the Temen Halacha Shir, I was stunned to see that, as far as I could tell, we never did a Shir on sleeping on Rosh Hashanah, which is a fascinating topic, and it comes up in the Ramah, and it's very Nogel Lemaisa. So let's discuss for a few minutes the Minag not to sleep, not to take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramah writes in Simen Tav Kuf Pei Gimel Si'if Beis, V'gam noagim shlo lishon biyom Rosh Hashanah, that we have a minag not to sleep on the day of Rosh Hashanah, u'minag nachonu, and it's a proper minag, and it's based on the Yerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi, which is also quoted by the Taz and Sivkat and Gimel over there, tells us that man didamich bereishas adamich mazale, that a person who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah is going to have a sleepy mazel. And even though this is not universally agreed upon, the Bach says that the Maram Rutenberg would sleep on Rosh Hashanah, but nevertheless, that is what the Yerushalmi says. Now, sometimes people misunderstand this Yerushalmi. You'll hear people say a comment like, oh, you're going to have a sleepy year? I'd love to have a sleepy year. I don't get enough sleep as it is. Having a sleepy year would be beneficial to me. That is not what a sleepy mazel means. A sleepy mazel means that, I don't know exactly what it means, but it means something much more along the lines of the malach that's supposed to be your sanegor up in Shemayim, that's supposed to be protecting you and defending you against the kategor, against anyone, any of the malachim, ra'im that are out to get you, is going to be sleepy. He's going to take the day off. You're going to go to sleep. You're not worried about your own din. So those, if you have an attorney that you hire and you show that you don't care about the case, he's not going to care about the case either. He's only going to put as much effort into it as he sees that you're putting into it. So if a person has the chutzpah to go to sleep on Rosh Hashanah afternoon because he feels like the Yom HaDin doesn't really matter that much to him and he's not overly concerned with it, that's what it means, damich mazali, that his mazal will feel the same way. The Mishnah Berurah ever quotes from the Arizal a major kula over here, and that is that after Chatzos, this minhag doesn't apply. Once you hit Chatzos Hayom and Rosh Hashanah, so then you're allowed to take a nap, you can go to sleep without any concern. So Rav Shechter pointed out that, yeah, that may be true, that after Chatzos is okay, but if you're going to say that, then probably the day begins at Alos, or at the very least at Nates, but probably even at Alos HaShachar. You already have to be awake in order that, because it's about the particular hours of the day where the din is happening, and if it's in the first half of the day, it means the entirety of the first half of the day. In fact, the Elef HaMagin in Sim Tav Kuf Pei Dal Sivka Nalef says the same as Rav Shechter, and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held that way too, that you got to wake up early in the morning. I saw this quoted by Rav Forsheimer, Shlita, one of the poskim in Lakewood, in the bottom of the Kovetz Halachos, the collection of Piskei Halacha from Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. He said that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky held like we just quoted from Rav Shechter, that you would then need to wake up as early as Halos, or at the very least Nates, in order for to be in compliance with this minhag, even though you're going to take a nap later in the afternoon. However, in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, he quotes Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, says, no, you're allowed to wake up normal time, because the entire inyan is that you're showing you don't care, that you're showing you're not interested in the Yom HaDin. What would be an action that demonstrates that you're not overly concerned with the Yom HaDin? If you're going to sleep at a time where it's not normal to be sleeping, where people shouldn't be sleeping. But if you're going to sleep at a time where, or you're staying asleep at a time where you sleep every day, where everybody's sleeping every day, till through Alos HaShachar, that's not showing a lack of concern with the Yom HaDin. And therefore, Shmuel Kamenetsky thought that it would be perfectly fine to wake up whenever you normally wake up, go to shul, and if the shul doesn't end till after Chatzos, you are fine. You are then in compliance with the minhag according to the Arizal. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Halicha Shlomo that the reason that many people daven Vasikin is not on account of this, meaning it's not on account of this concern that Rav Shechter and Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky and others have, that you need to be up really early in order that you're not sleeping. Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that the reason many people have the practice to daven Kivasikin on Rosh Hashanah is based on the fact that during Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we always try to behave a little bit better, and Kal V'chomer in Rosh Hashanah itself, we always try to behave a little bit better and do things in a more L'chadchila Dika fashion. So obviously, the most L'chadchila way to daven is to daven Kivasikin. So even though you're not going to be a Vasikin Jew every day of the year, at the very least, on Rosh Hashanah, we could afford it. We could be a Vasikin person. Now, why is it that the Arizal is mekel to take a nap after Chatzos? So the Magen Avraham writes, Shekvar nisorer ha-malach al yidei ha-tkios va-tfilos, that the malach that you're concerned about that's going to fall asleep and not defend you has already been nisorer, he's already been awakened through the tkios and the tfilos that you've done that morning. So since the malach is already has already been awakened, so you don't have to worry that he's going to have a sleepy year. And similarly, the Chayyadim Kal Kufla Mites, Si'if Yud Aleph writes, Ula achar ha'achila yikva atzmo lilmod. What you should really do after your Rosh Hashanah lunch meal is to learn a little bit. V'imrosho kavid alav yishamat imiyav shelo beloza. But it's not the end of the world if you're exhausted and you need to take a little bit of a nap. You could take a little bit of a nap, that's fine, if you're not able to go on and focus without sleeping a little bit. Now, usually the idea of not taking a nap on Rosh Hashanah, if you accept the Arizal and you accept Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, so you know you accept the Arizal that the whole minag only goes up until Chatzos, and you accept Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky that it only starts from whenever you wake up in the morning at your normal time, usually we don't even have an opportunity to violate this minhag, because you're in shul the whole time, and the shul is going to go till after Chatzos, or at the very least, your lunch meal is for sure going to go until till after Chatzos. Now, in this year, in the year of Corona, maybe it will be a little more relevant, because there are many shuls that are having multiple shifts. There are shuls in my neighborhood where they're having a 7 o'clock minion, first minion, and the second minion is a 9:30 minion, and they're somehow getting done, you know, they're skipping whatever parts they're skipping. So if you finish davening Rosh Hashanah at 9:30 a.m., so you may be tempted to take a nap. So that would be a violation of this minhag. The Mata Ephraim, which is the go-to sefer at this time of year for halacha and minhag, for this time of year, the Mata Ephraim writes that Acher Shagamar Birchas Hamazon, Af Al Pi Shelevav Modei Yom Gadol, V'yeshuhus Lishon Ma'at Atfilas Mincha, Ein Lasos Kein, that even though you have a long afternoon and you finished eating and there's time until Mincha, don't take a nap. You should be choshesh that the mazel is going to cause a sleepy mazel. And then he writes, V'yavshe devreim nemru b'remizo, shemish yashem rei mozva mitzvit fila, gam mazel, shu malach ha-melitz olav b'shamayim, hu eino malamid z'chus olav. He explains what we explained before. What does it mean that your mazel is going to be sleepy? It means that the malach that's supposed to be malamid z'chus for you is going to go to sleep on the job. This is such a critical time, the day of Rosh Hashanah, such an important time. We dare not waste it away. We dare not forego the opportunity to achieve victory in Din on Rosh Hashanah. And the Elif Lamata in Simtav Kuf Tzadiches Yivkan Aleph, he writes, what about the Arizal that he would sleep after Chatzos? You know, if it's about what the Mata Ephraim says, that the whole day is a day that you want to save every moment and you want to take advantage of every moment, why after Chatzos is it okay for the Arizal to take a nap? And it's not just the Arizal said it was okay, it's that the Arizal did it, that the Arizal used to take a nap on Rosh Hashanah in the afternoon. So the Elif Lamata says, the fact that they say that the Arizal will take a nap after Chatzos, his lashon is halavai sheyia biyocholteinu laasos k'maseu b'hakitz echon minei elef mimashahu zalei masakin b'shinasam. We should be lucky enough to do awake 1,000th of what the Arizal was able to do when he was sleeping. So if the Arizal was able to take a nap, the Arizal accomplished more in his nap time than 1,000 times more in his nap time than we accomplish in our awake time. I don't know what that means. I don't know what exactly he accomplished during his nap time, but we can accept that. I can accept that there are things that are well beyond me in terms of an avoda during sleep that the Arizal had, but that's what the Elif Lamata writes. Now the Aruch HaShulchan in Simtav Kuf Tzadi Zayin Tziv Beis says that v'gam yeshen yeshen biyom rishon drashan al piyushan man damach brei shasa. So interesting, he quotes this basic comment of the Rama, but he adds one word, shen yeshen biyom Rishon de Rosh Hashanah. He implies that it's really only the first day of Rosh Hashanah that there's much more room to be makil on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. That is not the simple reading of the Ramah. And then another point that should be made is that if your other option is to be Yoshev Ubatel, then the Magen Avraham writes in Tavkuf Pei Gimel, Sif Katan Vav, Vayoshev Batel Ki Yashin Dami. If you're Yoshev Batel, you're just sitting there doing nothing, then it's like sleeping. In fact, the Mat Ephraim in Tavkuf Sadi Chesif Aleph says, V'kolshke Nios Yoshev Batel Shuk Yashin V'garua Mimenu, Shal Yidei Zer Rosh Nimla Machshavos Rabos, your head fills with all sorts of foreign thoughts and machshavos that you shouldn't be having in Rosh Hashanah. Better not to be Yoshev Batel, better take a nap than be Yoshev Batel. So we learned the basic minhag, that it's inappropriate to sleep too much on Rosh Hashanah. We learned the basis for the minhag is that Yerushalmi, but what Yerushalmi means is that your malach that's supposed to be your melamed zechus for you is going to follow your lead and take Rosh Hashanah seriously as you take it. But then we learned a number of kulas that the Arizal says after Chatzos is okay. We learned that the Mat Ephraim writes that if a person, that the Chayyadim writes that if a person is exhausted and certainly davening with all your heart and all your emotion and all your focus is exhausting, that if a person is exhausted and is unable to focus, they also can take a nap on Rosh Hashanah. We learned the kula of the Aruch HaShulchan, that maybe it's only on the first day and not the second day. And then the comment that maybe you could be makel if your other option is going to be Yoshev Ubatel, but that should never be the other option. The other option should be to do mitzvos and maisim tovim. So everyone should have a ksiva v'chsima tovim. I guess we have one more shir before Rosh Hashanah, so Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we'll discuss something. Not sure what, but everyone should have a ksiva v'chsima tovim.